This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The Iowa caucuses are less than 3 weeks away, and polls suggest the Democratic presidential nomination is up for grabs. At this hour, six candidates are headed on stage in Iowa for the last debate before the primary season starts. We get more from AP's Rita Foley.
There could be a political brawl on the stage tonight in Iowa, say observers. Less than 3 weeks before primary voting begins, there is no front runner. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are sparring with each other. He's denying reports that he told her in 2018 that a woman couldn't beat President Trump. Joe Biden may well take shots from rivals who say he inaccurately described his 2002 vote to authorize military action against Iraq. Then there's billionaire Tom Steyer, who raised eyebrows last week with surprisingly strong polling. Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg round out tonight's field. Rita Foley, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that President Trump's impeachment trial is likely to start next week. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the House is set to send articles of impeachment to the Senate later today.
The House is set to vote tomorrow on sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate, which would then launch just the third ever impeachment trial of a president. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's aiming for Tuesday after running into Republican opposition for a plan to simply dismiss the charges.
Our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the arguments.
He's also under growing pressure to call fresh witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans are coming around to that idea, though McConnell says it's too early to decide on allowing new testimony. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA.